Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
You have just tuned in to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We are broadcasting from Spokane this morning. And if you're listening on the terrestrial stations, then welcome to those of you listening on AM 630 and KTW 96.5. And for the rest of y'all on the live streaming, God bless you guys, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. Remember, you can go back and listen to the shows if you happen to miss one on Saturday or the Sunday evening podcast. You can go to Podbean. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com and get caught up and download those, or just listen to it on the app. Podbean has an app that you can download now. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a blessed week. And a great start to a blessed weekend. Things are very interesting, are they not, in the news cycle? The attacks on President Trump, and now we have a so-called whistleblower, this anonymous whistleblower, which isn't so anonymous anymore. He turns out to be essentially a leftist deep state operative. He has worked with so many inside the Democrat Party and inside the deep state. And everything is just coming so unraveled. But they are, even if they have to fabricate it, whatever it takes, right? Because President Trump is such a threat. And I've said this before. I really believe he is our modern day Winston Churchill. He is hated by his own party. He says stuff that ruffles feathers. And he's oftentimes crass, but he is the only one that is doing what we had hoped previous so-called Republican presidents would have done in the past. And we need that type of bold, audacious courage that stands for America first. Now, I want to say this also. Nobody, and I know there's a lot of huge Trump fans out there, but we should not place our hope in any one man. Everyone is fallible. And as soon as you do that, you're going to be, you know, led to disappointment. But I do believe that the Lord is using President Trump. Absolutely. It is so clear in my mind. So we should pray for him and pray for his protection. And pray for America. Pray for our leaders at the national level and at the state level and across the United States. Really are some wonderful, solid, God-fearing patriots in the various state legislatures as well, and all the way down to the lower level, your county commissioners and all of these elected positions. There are some major setbacks. There are some major setbacks because the propaganda, the leftist propaganda machine, is in full tilt right now. They are holding nothing back. They are all in, and they are the manipulation that's taking place through unions and coercing, pressuring different groups and organizations to support leftist agendas or leftist candidates, and the tactics are. I'm trying to share some of that with you. Probably it will probably be tomorrow night, but I got a alert from Alerts USA this week, and I wanted to share it with you. I'm a strong proponent of Alerts USA. I subscribe, and they keep you up to date developments as alerts, as things that are going on, from active shooter situations to terrorist attacks to natural disasters and things like that. So So I support them, and I'm grateful for the service that Steve Ostokolnis does over there. But I got this, and this is for subscribers, paid subscribers, although you'll be able to read about it in the weekend review from the week. But this one is the supplemental information for the alert that went out on November 5th. And it is a joint statement, joint as in from multiple agencies, the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, DNI, Naturalization and Immigration, FBI, NSA, and CISA, on ensuring security of 2020 elections. That's what this is based on. Their concern about the elections in 2020 being compromised. Now, I would say before they start getting too spun up over 2020, which is something that they need to be looking at to make sure that there are fair elections, they need to go back to some of the previous elections where Democrats, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants voting, dead people voting, people voting multiple times. And we see these, they're identified, but you just never hear of it again. It's so frustrating. So I wish these agencies, all these alphabet soup agencies, would divert some resources and attention into those and give the public a report. What have you discovered? Maybe it's just too much work. I don't know. It would be a monumental task, but you know what? That's your job. So I want to share this joint statement that was sent out, and you can go to the FBI.gov under their news page as a press release. So I'm doing my duty as a broadcaster to share this public service announcement from this joint statement from your Department of Justice. Attorney General William Barr, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan, Acting Director of the National Intelligence Joseph McGuire, FBI Director Christopher Wray, on and on. It names all the directors. Today, dozens of states and local jurisdictions are hosting their own elections across the country, and less than a year from now, Americans will go to the polls and cast their votes in the 2020 presidential election. Election security is a top priority for the United States government. Building on our successful whole of government approach, that's kind of scary, to securing the 2018 elections, we have increased the level of support to state and local election officials in their efforts to protect elections. So now the federal government's going to be doing all this information sharing. There's some things here that are definitely big government and big brother type of efforts and centralization, which is alarming to me. But we are talking about national elections, and they are at the federal level. Okay, so far, withhold judgment so far. The federal government is, I'm continuing on, the federal government is prioritizing the sharing of threat intelligence and providing support and services that improve the security of election infrastructure across the nation. So they are prioritizing the sharing of threat intelligence. So there's no more compartmentalization. Now all of it goes into one giant database, which ties into a story that I want to cover tomorrow night, where facial recognition used by the United States military is being entered into these databases. So they're accessible by a local police officer. And by the other side of that is that military personnel, I don't know what the legalities of this are, but it stands to reason that if everyone has access to this joint intelligence database with all of this metadata and all this bio data, biometrics, that now the military would have access to even all of the same databases. But anyway, let me continue through here. prioritizing the sharing of threat intelligence and providing support and services that improve the security of election infrastructure across the nation. In an unprecedented level of coordination, the United States government is working with all 50 states and U.S. territories, local officials, and private sector partners to identify threats, broadly share information, and protect the democratic process. We remain firm in our commitment to quickly share timely and actionable information, provide support and services, and to defend against any threats to our democracy. Well, I believe that part. I believe that those in the deep state who are using these three-letter agencies as tools at best, possibly weapons to be used in this war against America, because they do want to defend against any threats to their democracy that they're trying to create, because this is a republic. And any time that they're not defending against any threats to the republic, but trying to protect the democracy that they're trying to form, that also is alarming to me. But let's withhold judgment now, because maybe that's just what they meant. Yeah, and that's what I mean. President Trump has said, you know, God bless our democracy. This is a democracy. Now, he's been since corrected, but I hear him slip from time to time. And I hear even patriots do this. There's no, they're not malicious when they do it, but there is a level of ignorance there. We need to correct it when we see it, because there is a distinct difference between a democracy and a republic. A republic, our republic, has a limited democratic process built into it, yes. And there is democracy within our republican form of governance. And that's how the people have a voice. But total democracy, what they're trying to turn it into, is mob rule. This is how they can pass an unconstitutional, they can convince the people through yellow journalism and leftist propaganda and disinformation to persuade enough of the masses to pass an initiative in violation of the Constitution and say, oh, the people spoke. It's the people's will. That is a very, very extremely dangerous step toward totalitarianism and mob rule. But I digress, for good reason, because that was important to say. Our adversaries, I'm continuing, our adversaries want to undermine our democratic institutions. That's true, and they are. Influence public sentiment. That's true. And affect government policies. That is absolutely correct. Our adversaries want to undermine our democratic institutions, and that's what they are. Influence public sentiment and affect government policies. They want to do more than that, actually. They want to subvert the Constitution and the rule of law and the republic. But they didn't have me helping them write this. Russia, so the next sentence, Russia, China, Iran, and other foreign malicious actors all will seek to interfere in the voting process or to influence voter perceptions. Now, that could be true. It says they will. They all will seek to interfere in the voting process, these foreign malicious actors. But see, I'm not seeing where they're addressing the domestic threat, the domestic malicious actors who are seeking to interfere with the voting process or influence voter perceptions, because they are more of a danger than the foreign governments, in my estimation. I will continue reading here. Adversaries may try to accomplish their goals through a variety of means, including social media campaigns, directing disinformation operations. I'm surprised they use that word. Somebody's educated. Directing disinformation operations or conducting disruptive or destructive cyber attacks on state and local infrastructure. That is a strong potential possibility. While at this time we have no evidence of a compromise or disruption to election infrastructure that would enable adversaries to prevent voting, change vote counts, or disrupt the ability to tally votes, we continue to vigilantly monitor any threats to U.S. elections. The U.S. government will defend our democracy, again, and maintain transparency with the American public about our efforts. Will you really? I'll believe that when I see it. They're making an attempt here. Okay, they're reaching out. All right, withhold judgment. An informed public is a resilient public. Amen. Let's start with our schools. Purge those first. That's where the subversion's coming from. That's the root of it. Americans should go to trusted sources for election information, such as their state and local election officials. We encourage every American to report any suspicious activity to their local officials, the FBI or DHS. In past election cycles, reporting by Americans about suspicious activity provided valuable insight that has made our elections more secure. The greatest means to combat these threats is a whole of society effort. Well, somebody sent this to me, and of course I responded satirically. Is this satire? This was my response. I asked the person that sent this, I said, may I start? They're asking people to report suspicious activity, right? That could undermine our elections. So I said, may I start? I'd like to report Marxist disinformation operations within our country designed to subvert our system of governance. I would like to report CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News, The Guardian, SPLC, Huffington Post, and The Spokesman Review for starters. I joked. I mean, if you see something, say something, right? But seriously, we do have very real threats to the election process. And they're pointed outward, and that's part of their job. That's part of some of the components, the elements within our government. Their job is to make sure foreign governments don't interfere with our election process. But I contend that the bigger threat is from without. And one of our own Amron operators sent in a sit rep. Romeo Mike 4-5, thank you for this. This just came in, noting that Greta Thunberg, the shill from the globalist, the 16-year-old fully indoctrinated comrade, a disciple of the climate cult, is now speaking at various different speaking events. You know, she's the one that, you know, several weeks ago was at the UN with this emotional, freaky speech that she gave. I have part of that speech. I'm going to do something with that. It's a project. But he reports that Greta Thunberg, speaking at a strike rally, and that's what they're saying, it's a climate strike. And they're also, you know, calling it, an extinction strike. So we refuse. We're going to fight against climate change by striking. We're going to shut the whole world down. We're not going to show up for work. Of course, we're talking about millennials here, right? And welfare people, but and college students. But they're going to strike. The strike rally in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, that was today, yesterday. Left-wing green rally. Right-wing counter-protesters are expected. Violence possible. We'll communicate further if necessary. So I'm looking forward to updates on that. And that was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, some people have been asking, do you believe there will be a civil war? Even people on the left, they'll contact me. I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions about your views on things and your beliefs. Do you believe there will be a civil war? Can you answer that? Yeah, I will answer that when we come back from the break. Stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com. Custom-made Kydex holsters and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt in the land of the free, in the free zone. They do ship outside the wire into the occupied zones. Check them out at Works.com, and we'll be right back.
The communist goal was to kill the concept of freedom and to indoctrinate a new generation with atheism and hatred of the free world. Children were a prime target. Parroting words supplied by the Kremlin.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Welcome back to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. Welcome back. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com is their website. And Riverfront Suites is located in St. Mary's, Idaho, right on the St. Joe River, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Neat little place, six fully furnished suites. Check them out for your little weekend getaway and support a patriot-owned business. All right, now getting back to this question. I've had some patriots ask, you know, what are your thoughts? Do you believe there will be a civil war? Of course, you know, those on the left, they're like, do you explain yourself? Do you believe there will be a civil war? It's funny. The way they ask is totally a different vibe completely. Well, first of all, I have been to war. I do fear the thought of my country having to endure a war. Now, when you asked, do I believe there will be a civil war? First of all, I want to qualify that. The rest of my statement by saying I do not want a civil war. We're not asking for a civil war. And preparing for and planning for the eventuality of a civil war when you see signs of its imminence is not trying to accelerate that. So anyway, I just want to make that clear. But do I believe there will be a civil war? I don't know if there's a way out of it. Let me just explain it this way. Let's say you're sitting in your house and there's your wife, there's your daughter, and this man walks into your home. And he's got an arm bracelet that says HIV positive. And he walks into your home and he looks at your wife and your daughter and he says, you know, I'm here to be the man of this family now. And I want to have my way with your wife and your daughter. Now, you step up and you say, I don't think so. And he says, no, I'm going to, and there's nothing you can do about it, so step aside. Now, if you say, now, if you even attempt it, and if you don't get out of my home, I'm gonna smash your head in, right? And, of course, then, right then, it's like, oh, are you proposing violence? Are you calling for violence? Such a violent person, you don't even have any business being in charge of a family. You're not even fit to be the man of this household with that type of a propensity for violence. And he starts to walk forward and you step in his way and you say, you're not touching my family and you don't belong here. Okay. Now this is the same thing we see with socialism, Marxism, communism, whatever. It is a fatal disease that is trying to push its way in where it doesn't belong. And now you're saying you ain't coming in and you and I are going to have a problem with what you're trying to force upon my family. And he says, you're a problem because you're in my way. Now, that's where we are right now as a country. because only one of two things can happen now in this confrontation. One party or the other is going to have to back down and capitulate and allow the other party to do what it wants to do. Now, if both parties insist and neither one of them is going to compromise, there's only one outcome. There's going to be a fight. And I see that right now. And you know, you can't just like, well, socialism that failed in the past. Look, socialism is fatal. Communism, Marxism is fatal to a republic, to a free republic, especially the United States. You can't have just a little bit of it. It's like this guy with HIV said, okay, bro, just calm down. Let's compromise here. I'll just have my way with them a little bit. There is no little bit. You can't compromise. And so we're saying you're not going to advance with communism. You don't belong here. This is fatal to our way of life, to our family, to everything I care about and everything that I love, and I'm going to defend it. Oh, you're calling for violence, are you? No, I'm not calling for violence. I'm telling you what I'm willing to go to, the lengths I'm willing to go to ensure protection of everything that I care about if you force me to. And that's where I think most of us stand as patriots today. Do I think there will be a fight? One, I cannot back down. Nobody that I knows of can back down and yield to this fatal disease of Marxism, socialism, and communism that is running roughshod in our home. And we are going to do everything we can to repel it peacefully. If at all else, be at peace with them. That's what Paul said. As so much as you are able to, be peaceful with them. I don't know what the future holds. I don't. But I'm not going to back down. Nobody that I know is going to back down who cares about our country, who loves our Christian heritage and our values and wants to maintain that against other people that are insistent on taking it away. Join us tomorrow night, RadioFreeRedoubt.com, 8 p.m. And you guys have a blessed rest of the day. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.